welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra, and I'm going to be taking you through the key updates on COVID-19 from India and around the world. Well, the confirmed number of COVID-19 cases in India have now risen to 6,25,544, which includes 18,213 deaths. And this is as per the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. Out of the total number of infections, 2,27,439 are active cases and 3,79,891 have recovered. India has reported 379 deaths and the highest single-day spike of 20,903 new COVID-19 cases in just the last 24 hours. Now, as a large number of people showing no symptoms being detected for COVID-19, the Union Health Ministry has revised the home isolation guidelines to include asymptomatic positive patients in the list of mild to pre-symptomatic coronavirus infection cases. However, patients suffering from immune compromised status like HIV, transplant recipients, cancer therapy are not eligible for home isolation as per the revised guidelines. In another news, Zydus vaccine for COVID-19, that's ZyCoV-D, has successfully completed preclinical development and has received permission to initiate human clinical trials. The company plans to start the human clinical trials in July 2020. Remember, this is the second vaccine after Bharat Biotech's Covaxin, which has received approval for human clinical trial. The Indian Council of Medical Research, or ICMR, the apex medical research body, on July 2nd has written to 12 leading medical institutions instructing them to fast-track clinical trials of Bharat Biotech's COVID-19 vaccine. It is said, and I quote, "It is envisaged to launch the vaccine for public health use latest by 15th August 2020 after completion of all clinical trials. Bharat Biotech is working expeditiously to meet the target. However, the final outcome will depend on the cooperation of all clinical trial sites involved in this project." And this is as per the ICMR statement. After the doctor's task force was set up in Mumbai successfully, has actually reduced the growth rate of coronavirus cases in one of India's worst affected cities, the Maharashtra government has now decided to replicate the model across 34 districts. And the task force will comprise of nephrologists, gynecologists and oncologists who will have to monitor the treatment of coronavirus patients with comorbidities. Now, the Food and Drugs Administration of Maharashtra, Rajendra Shinge, has actually warned Patanjali Ayurveda and said that action will be taken if any false claims are made by the producers of Coronil. In another news, Gilead Sciences will now not launch its experimental COVID-19 drug Remdesivir in India this month after the United States purchased most of the supply for the next few months. The company said it was pleased to know that its generic licensees will soon start selling cheaper versions of the antiviral medicine in 127 countries. Let's move on. In the light of COVID-19 outbreak, the upcoming monsoon session of Goa Legislative Assembly will now be curtailed to a day instead of 2 weeks, as scheduled earlier. Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant has said that the resumption of domestic tourism, which was suspended due to the lockdown, will now kickstart in the coastal state's economy. Now, tourism activities resumed in Goa on Thursday, with 250 hotels with government permits opening their doors to domestic tourists. Commercial international flights will now remain suspended till July 31st, as per the Directorate General of Civil Aviation. Now, international scheduled flights may be allowed on select routes on a case-to-case basis. Let's move on. In the backdrop of COVID-19-induced economic slowdown and slow decision-making by occupiers, office gross absorption across the top 7 cities has actually touched 16.7 million square feet, plunging 36% year-on-year, and that's as per a report by Colliers International in a report. Now, while leasing during 2020 is likely to be affected by a wait-and-watch mode or approach by occupiers, NCR is likely to overtake Hyderabad to the rise to second position by the end of 2020, as per the report. Let's move on to all the updates from around the world. Over 10.8 million people have tested positive for COVID-19 worldwide, and over 5.2 lakh people have died due to the illness. That's according to the data released by Johns Hopkins University. The United States of America has reported more than 55,000 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday. That's the largest daily increase any country has ever reported, and that's according to Reuters tally. As per the latest update by the Johns Hopkins University, the number of COVID-19 infections right now stand at 27,35,339 in the United States of America. U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday morning once again attacked Beijing over the outbreak of coronavirus infection, saying that the plague from China, and that's in quotes, the plague from China should have never happened, but it did, especially when the United States had just signed a brand new trade deal with the Asian giant. Let's move on. Brazil, second only to the United States of America when it comes to COVID-19 cases and deaths, is now approaching 1.5 million coronavirus cases. Now, despite having nearly that much number, experts say Brazil is yet to see the worst of the pandemic. However, the country's second largest city, Rio de Janeiro, has now started to allow bars, restaurants and gyms to reopen. Let's move on. An initial purchase of the steroid dexamethasone has shown to be effective in treating severe or critical COVID-19 patients. This drug will be made up for up to 4.5 million people in low and middle income countries. The UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, is negotiating the advance purchase under the deal led by Unitaid and Wellcome, as part of the World Health Organization's plan to accelerate the access to therapeutics cast by the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which has warned that the country could see nearly 1,48,000 people die from coronavirus by July 25. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has praised the country's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, calling it a shining success. Kim has said that we have thoroughly prevented the inroad of the malignant virus and maintained stable anti-epidemic situation despite the worldwide health crisis. With that, it's a wrap on this podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.